Open pit barbecue sauce.
You know, we were, I think we were an open pit house back in the day.
We were. We were 100%. And I don't know if I've ever seen it at anyone else's house. I thought right. Dad made it up.
When did we ever use that? I remember seeing that in the fridge door. When was it ever used?
You could use it on steak. You could use it on chicken. Anything you wanted to pour on top of.
One yes, could. When did we ever have steak?
We had steaks sometimes at the old house, I remember.
Yeah. Hey, Grant, it works on bread.
Bread, I guess. I don't know. I just don't remember anyone using it. It was there.
Oh.
Blue label.
Mom made something that was barbecue chicken in one side of the pan, or like chicken breast smothered in barbecue sauce, and biscuits sitting in the other side that had, I forget what, like thyme or oregano or some kind of a strange seasoning on them.
One of the rare spices.
Yes, one of the rare ones.
Oh, I was going to say, maybe we weren't actually an open pit house. We just bought it once and it stayed in our fridge for 20 years. We never actually used it.
Says that here they went out of business 30 years ago. What?
Yeah, Matt, it's a sauce. It's not going to go bad.
It's true.
Yeah, they closed that pit down a long time ago, boys. The dream is over.
All the jobs washed up when the pit closed down. And town really.
The pit closed down. Now, can you? Is there a closed pit? I hear all about the open pits. Is there a closed pit? I assume it's inferior.
A closed pit would
actually
be a field.
Wouldn't that be? That's true. Wouldn't the closed pit be more exclusive? Like, sorry, this is a closed pit.
There's a velvet rope around
VIP
the closed pit.
Access.
When they fill it with like foam, is it like the soft opened pit? Like, and the stares at me means no one's ever been to a soft open. All right, moving on.
No, we're not all
a soft open. Okay,
LA.
Okay, I got it.
Producer types like you.
I don't think you understand how a soft open works. It's like, if someone's going to get irradiated by this ice cream, let's let it be some nobodies.
I did go to a coffee shop in the neighborhood and, you know, got my coffee or whatever. And they were like, hey, come back this date or whatever for the grand opening. And I was like, aren't you're not open now?
You're here to be open now.
This is our soft open. I was there for the soft opening.
No, we're not open. In fact, we didn't even sell you ice cream. You look down, you're not even holding it.
Wow.
Gentlemen, today, of all days, today, I received more communication from the top brass.
Top brass.
They sent us the bi-quarterly stats of our podcast, the research that's been done. It was not kind, unfortunately. Unfortunately, they showed the top brass how many people actually listened to the podcast, and it was a blow. It was a major blow. To our prestige with them.
Someone put those numbers in the BQRs?
Oh, no, that's not. No.
Grant, tell me at least the amount of impressions was there.
The impressions even lower. Somehow even lower than the number of actual listens. That's what. That was what's so vexing, but...
You were showing off our numbers, like, you were showing off our bus line, and then all the bots fell out, huh? Right when you went to strike a pose? Oof, ow.
Exactly. We're using Wonder Stats, but they figured that out. Anyway.
Damn.
The report said that there's certain recurring jokes we make that apparently the fans don't get. Jokes about buying the last two of something, and then we all laugh and no one explains like what that means, but somehow like, you know, you buy the last two. Last two, get it, Corey?
Hey.
But then like, you know, there's never any explanation about that.
Hey, let me ask you this. Yeah. Let me just ask you this real quick. If it's such a joke, then why do I have the slogan, the Latin slogan, Elige Ultimum Duo, choose the last two? Is that like a joke to you people?
That doesn't sound like a joke at all. That's Latin. That's deadly serious.
Deadly?
The deadliest of all dead languages.
It is a dead language.
It's a dead language.
It is a dead
yeah.
language, Ben. What do you think that means?
That's true.
Everyone who spoke, it's fucking dead, or the Pope. So it's one. It's,
and he's
it, it
dead
worked
to
out
me.
Well for someone, but They also said that apparently we'll make jokes about, like, there'll be a number, count them, the same number. Like, for example, mm-hmm, six, mm-hmm. count them six. And then we all laugh. You know, cause, but then, like, what does that
yeah,
even fucking
it's a thing.
Mean? Apparently this is causing a dip in listenership. And...
like dips.
So Jay, we could just explain those two jokes and then move on
could.
To the fresh topic. Mm. Is that what you're
yeah.
saying?
Yeah. We'll just do the last two, count them two jokes.
This is precisely the solution that J. Leonard Brassington himself, one of the top brass, one of
the top
among
brass.
The top brass, he's near the top.
Top brass. Top brass.
F top. Yeah, he's near. Right along with F top Brass Gerald.
Yes, he's right up there with that last tycoon there. He suggested something very similar, that it has been over nearly two years since you gentlemen were made to compete against each other in a series of business pitches where pitches are proffered and then you choose pitches, and then we see arbitrarily which one of you wins, and it's totally arbitrary and made up, by which I mean obviously it's very real, and the numbers are not made up in any way.
Regardless of how made up it is, steel sharpens steel.
It does. That's I've heard that before. So, in the past, you've dealt with movie pitches. You've mm-hmm. dealt with movie pitches again.
Mm-hmm.
You've dealt with restaurant pitches,
mm-hmm.
Theme park pitches, casino mm-hmm. pitches, cruise mm-hmm. pitches.
Mm-hmm.
They made a movie about it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I dusted off the old Popeil Pitch-O-Matic, plugged it in, turned out, cranked it up a little bit. It spat out six new pitches. Six, count them, six.
Count
there
them.
It is. Mm. Check that one off. And you gentlemen will be choosing among these six pitches. You will choose two of the pitches. No more, no less, and you cannot put two in the same one.
I was just about to ask, can I pick the first one twice?
You can pick
a
the first one
remake,
twice.
Folks.
If it only counts once and then you have to do it again later. Under any other circumstances, you cannot do that.
Oh, French picking. I got you.
Yes, the French pickler. So... let that one sink in.
That's what she said.
Today, on the Silly Pitch Theater, you will be debating, choosing, fighting over as seen on TV-esque kitchen products. Pitches all for right. such products.
Okay.
Who would want such a product? Who among you, I say, wouldn't want such a product?
Ben.
We shall see.
Perhaps.
I know for sure he wants precisely two, no more, no less.
Ben, do the first one twice.
We're going to get right into it. We're not going to have one of those long, grand intros where I talk about nothing forever and just kind of, you know, just say things in kind of a funny way and you laugh because it's just so stupid. I'm not going to do that this time. We're getting right down to brass tacks. They were sent from the top brass themselves.
Top brass.
I was told people liked the little ramble thing that you do where you don't make any sense or talk about it.
I was never told by anyone that they liked anything I've ever done, so this is news to me. But we're going to jump right in, right now. Here it goes.
How many pitches are there?
Six. Count them. Six.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
we pick okay. all of them.
You pick each one. It is your job to pick every one of them.
We're not to go into the pitch until he leaves. Wait.
We're going with you. I thought... Anyway. Has this ever happened to you? It's Monday morning, and you've got to get breakfast ready for the kids. You look at the cereal you've got. Lucky Charms. Chocolate Fudge Fallout Flakes. Pure Cane Sugar O's. You're worried about your kid's health, but what can you possibly do about it in this modern world? There's got to be a better way.
There's just gotta.
Introducing the Health Helper Sugar Magnet. This patented pending device uses ionized Italian steel filter plates that grab onto sugar just like a magnet. Just pour the cereal in, and the Health Helper sugar magnet does the rest. It separates the sugary pieces from the chewy cardboard wafers whose presence allows these products to be marketed as food. With these tasteless wheat wads out of the way, your kids are free to enjoy their bowls of pure, sticky, sugary goodness. But what about all those useless fiber husks you filtered out? Use them as mulch in your garden, rat poison for pest control issues, or tire-shredding caltrops for quick getaways. The Health Helper Sugar Magnet's easy-to-use design concentrates over 4,000% daily value of sucrose in every bite. Remember, with the Health Helper Sugar Magnet, life's a sprint, not a marathon.
So this is the Health Helper Sugar Magnet, a magnet to get all the sugar out so your kids can eat straight sugar.
Yes.
Oh, that.
So they're not impeded by that terrible, terrible brand.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Not by those weird fiber thingies.
Oh, I'm going in. This one's going to sell. Who doesn't like sugar?
Mm-hmm.
I've pulled several hummingbirds and they all agree sugar is it's tops, tip top.
It's the tops, according to hummingbirds.
I'm in. We've hit all three audiences. You have the word health in there, so the health nuts will go for it.
That's true.
You have the word ionized, so the idiots will go for it.
It's Italian.
And then the sugar thing, the fatties will go for it. So you get the healthy angle, the fatties, and the idiots. That's what we call the entire market right there. So yeah, I'm in.
Yeah, I think I'm in too. I didn't like the previous five, but I'll buy this one twice. Oh, wait. Sorry. I jumped the gun there just a little bit. Sorry. No. Pass. Can't stand it. Wouldn't think of it.
Now, Corey, what if I told you there had already been four pitches and you just missed them?
I wouldn't be shocked. I don't have the wherewithal to defend myself when I lose patches of time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd say it's probably caused by those first four, and I'll take the last two. Thank you.
Well, we have two brave choices here. They're just diving in straight into the deep end. We have one cowardly, rogue, a cad, a carpetbagger. If I had Matt's southern accent, I could say carpetbagger correctly.
I prefer sissy or wimp.
Mm-hmm.
Coipetbagger.
Coipetbagger. As they say in Birmingham.
East Bay, Birmingham.
Boiminghand.
And Boiminghoin. Has this ever happened to you? The doorbell rings. It's your boss here for dinner. But oh no, your fingers are caked with shit from digging through turds all day. If your family's anything like mine, they're constantly swallowing coins, rings, engine parts, and other valuables. Whether it's the kids, the wife, the dog, or even sometimes you yourself, your family just can't stop swallowing shiny objects. Unfortunately, shiny objects are frequently the most valuable ones. You have to retrieve them, but that requires hours of work sifting through your family's solid waste. There's got to be a better way. Introducing Liquid Snacks. Liquid Snacks are soft, chewy cookies laced with arsenic and come in five delicious flavors. Here's how they work. Attach a Liquid Snacks brand mesh net over the bowl of all your toilets. Then have a Liquid Snack as a treat after every meal and watch as your insides turn into a water park. Voiding your bowels will feel like you're sitting on an open fire hydrant. It will be an ordeal that makes men out of boys. It will open their innocent eyes to an impossible truth. The limits of human physiology will be strained beyond sanity. You will be born anew as your old identity falls away into sweet porcelain oblivion. Animating your now evacuated husk will be the spirit of man inconquerable, indomitable. Marching on, master of your fate, captain of your ass. With the Liquid Snacks brand mesh net installed, any shiny objects that were swallowed will be caught while your liquefied waste falls through like magic. No more shit fingers. Thanks to Liquid Snacks, your third eye will be wide open, just not exactly where you think.
I think I had this He-Man toy.
I mean, has this ever happened to you? It's just so well, often.
Shiny ones are often the most valuable ones. You got that mm-hmm. right.
Here's the problem. As soon as you mentioned shiny object, I was like, well, that's why I'm holding it in my mouth. It's precious. Yeah.
Where else are you going to put it? In a hand? You could drop it.
Hand might be dirty.
Mm-hmm. It's probably caked with shit.
It's probably mm-hmm. caked with shit.
Why? Sometimes the best place to hide valuables is out in the open, right under my nose, in my mouth, and into and swallowed down into my digestive tract.
Mm-hmm. Get it now, mm-hmm. Uncle Sam. IRS can't get any. Legally, they cannot. They cannot open yeah. you up and take the money in there.
It's not that I don't think this is a great idea, Grant. I do. I think mm-hmm. it's a great idea. It's just that I'm heavily leveraged towards a competitor, which is just those kind of magnets that cows used to have in their stomach. And we call them inheritance wands. And then when you die, your family profits. It's like a savings account that Uncle Sam can't touch. So mm-hmm. I'm out.
Hey, you've seen those drawings of robber barons from the 20s, and they're always so big and round. That's because they're full of gold mm-hmm. wadded together inside. Yeah.
Where are they going to put it? Inside the failing banks? Come on, Ben.
I don't think so.
Bite the gold or something and then swallow the rest of it?
And you swallow it. I've seen
people bite gold coins. I assume they then swallowed them.
Yeah, I'm going to do the same as Corey, and I'm going to pass. I'm not doing it because Corey did it, because we all know he's not the savviest of investors, but...
Now, to be clear, you are all very savvy, but he literally has never been the savviest.
Hey,
I mean, that's a fact.
Invest that to my face, Matt. I dare you.
You know, Greg, if you want to come back with another angle next time, I think I would lean into the water park angle. I was out with the shit fingers, but then when you said water park, it's like, ooh, this could be fun. Maybe it could be a toy. We could like market this as a... You know, a kid's toy, instead of playing in the bathtub, play in the toilet and find your gold ring. But, you know, you didn't really go that angle, so I'm out.
Yeah, I am very close. If you had to mail the bags into the company for some whatever reason, so we could collect all of that, like if this was like the garbage men collecting what we get in those nets, but no, it... I'm interested in pitching a side product where men roam the sewers in gondolas, spraying clumps with your product, and then another team comes along with a net to scoop out the valuables. I'm interested in that one, but I'm going to have to pass on this one like a gold ring through one of your customers' bowels.
That is a great idea. The sewers have got to be full of this kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Why do you think the Ninja Turtles live so large?
they eat pizza every night. Right. I mean, my God.
They eat pizza every night. They have ninja equipment. Where the hell did they get that? Someone swallowed a sword and then...
Have you guys seen DoorDash fees? Delivered pizza every night is a luxury at this age.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. If we can just live that turtle life, you know, that's what we're all dreaming for. It's the American dream. It's American dream to be
only,
a mutant
if
turtle.
If only I could eat... cheap food in a sewer.
To be
the American dream.
To be a mutant eating cheap food in a sewer. If only.
Someday. 2024, baby.
Someday.
Well, this train has left the station. None may now invest in it. Even if you change your mind right now, you may not invest.
Grant, what if
none
I...
May.
I actually was thinking maybe... Can I go back on that?
Too bad. No, you may not. You are not allowed. I have destroyed it already. Get it out of your mind. None of that ever happened. It's a ridiculous scenario anyway. Who has just shit kicked all over their fingers? Anyway, moving on. Has this ever happened to you? You're looking out the window at 11 o'clock, and your neighbors are still outside talking to their friends. Okay. They just won't leave so you can sneak over and steal the catalytic converter off their car. So you head into the kitchen for a late night snack to wait them out. But wait a minute, the cupboard's empty. Your kids have been eating your snacks again. You've tried everything, but they keep getting into your favorite snack foods. There's got to be a better way. Introducing Panther. Panther brand panthers are actual panthers born in the jungles of the former Zaire. They've acquired a taste for human blood, and they won't settle for anything less. Simply place your Panther brand Panther in your cupboard, pantry, Lazy Susan, or wherever you keep your favorite snacks. Then, when your children come looking for something in the kitchen, Panther will eat them. Did I say eat them? Maybe it'll just scare them and teach them a lesson or two. Maybe those little bastards will listen to you for a change after this. And best of all, since Panther is illegal to own anyway, you can't be charged with child endangerment. Double jeopardy or something like that. Who knows? The only thing we know for sure is that your snacks will be safe. Panther won't eat them, because again, it will only eat human blood. Even just the scent of it excites them sexually. Avoid suffering any small nicks and cuts, and menstruating women should do so out on the lawn. That's Panther brand Panthers. You thought Daddy was joking, didn't you?
Well, you know, I didn't mention this last time, Grant, but I live by the big three, and the last product, I think you're cleaning your bowels out, and the health people would go for it. Dumb people would go for it. I just didn't see how we'd get the fatty crowd. For this one, I think it's the fatty crowd again we're missing, because health people again are gonna be like, great, this is a way not to, so the kids aren't snacking all the time. Dumb people exotic pets, say no more. I just don't see this. This is preventing snacking, and therefore, I don't think we're going to.
It's preventing people from stealing your snacks.
Well, your kids, I guess, but.
Kids aren't buying it.
It. There's an air of negative snacking, and so I'm out.
So you're saying that fewer net snacks are being consumed?
Exactly.
Well, I'm against Matt in every way. I feel like this is putting a premium on snacks, to which, of course, I'm going to jack up the price.
They so rightly deserve.
Right, which is 10 times more than we're charging right now, which is already a lot. It's just sugar and some air.
It's the cheapest shit there is.
The only problem is there's no marquee value for this, Grant. Had you come at me with some Pumas, I could have made a deal with some shoes. But
now, would it change anything in your mind with this branding to know that I capitalized the P in Panther in the copy that I wrote out only when it was the brand, when I was talking about an actual animal, I didn't capitalize it?
That does help, but not enough.
Ah, shit. That
you know what?
Obsessive compulsion for nothing.
It counts that I appreciate it. We're going to put it on the fridge. Give me a magnet.
Ooh, yeah. I just magnetized my phone right on the fridge.
There we go. It's terrible for phones. But anyways, that's where it's going.
It's
with
great
a star.
For pride, though.
Gold star.
About time I had some of that.
Corey, I'm surprised you didn't realize the cross-branding opportunity with the Midwestern Panthers, led by Dario Franchitti.
We could get Dario Franchitti to freaking advertise this. We could get him to endorse it.
Like I'm saying, that's not the move I would make for Dario. Like I said, I think you need the marquee value if you want to sell giant cats to humans.
Okay. I'm hearing from J. Leonard Brassington that this is another joke that we would, from like years ago, that we have to.
It's true.
Nah, it's fine. They get it.
Wait, Grant, are you talking about the joke that I don't know sports teams and made up the Midwestern Panthers, whose star quarterback
is Dario Franchitti?
Race car driver Dario Franchitti?
Race car driver sound alike Dario Franchitti.
He's a looky likey.
Yes.
No, he's a soundy. Like him.
He's a soundy like
him. You know what?
He looks nothing like him, actually.
Yeah, so no, cut that out. I don't want that joke explained.
No, that's fine. But Ben's investing. I can feel it.
Nope, move on.
Where are you?
So here's the thing. I smelled another one, a good one, coming up around the bend, and I have a feeling that rat bastard copycat Matt is also going to try to pick number four. And I'm not loving it. When I heard him pass on Panther, I was like, son of a bitch. He's a rat bastard.
If you both pick four, though, then you would tie, and neither of you could win then.
That's true, because I might pick the last two, and that might end so poorly for me. In fact, it has always. That their tie might make one of them win. I might.
Yes.
What I'm saying is my failure might take out some of you by proximity.
The thing is, they could tie for a victory, but that's not a real victory. There would be a tie.
It's not.
Then we could both be champions. Let's take the easy way out.
You would both be losers, officially.
That's.
I'm just saying.
I'm smelling so much loser out of the last two, the last three might even be loser. I'm changing my mind. And here's why. No. I think that all the good snacks are going to be gone. It's like a snack mix. And, you know, there it's been three picked left. Through. It's picked through by the time we get to the bottom of the half. If you buy a box of Fiddle Faddle, it's all faddle from here on out. I'm sure of it. I'm in on
get
Panther.
That last fiddle.
Put me down for Panther. You're in yeah. Enjoy your faddle,
I mean, there's
you
three
bastards.
Left, Ben. I'm just saying, you probably shouldn't both pick the next one just for pride, but...
I just can't believe the shrinkflation on how little fiddle you get with the shrinkflation.
I'm getting the last bite of fiddle here on number three.
Seems like a mistake. Seems like a mistake. I don't know.
I mostly don't want anything to do with Matt. That's the main thing here. I know what he's going to do, and he's gonna
copy my
shit.
You don't
want to
be on top of the podium.
Again.
That's fine.
Yet
I
again.
Get it. Sometimes,
yet again.
Sometimes people have fear of heights when you're all that way up on top, the top rung of the podium, looking down. Mm-hmm. You get a
have
little
you seen those podiums?
Vertigo.
There's room for one, even in our two-man horse costume with me in the front half, of course. You're the butt. And we there's no way we'll get there. We have to stand on two and three, and then the one hurts our tummy.
I
don't
like
want
to
do that.
You can call it the butt. I like to think of it as the engine room. That's where the power comes from.
All right. That's my new one then. Hey, baby, you want to do it in the engine room?
It's not sex. It's power sports.
Yeah.
It's a tractor. The butt pole. Is the engine room.
Has this ever happened to you? You're sitting on the couch, binge-watching the latest streaming series, when a band of Chechenian rebels bursts in through your living room window and slits your wife's throat. You reach underneath the coffee table to grab your peacemaker, aim it right between their eyes, and click! You're out of ammo! You've been so busy doing dishes all day that you didn't have time to go to the ammo store and buy more ammo! Studies show that one in every 10 Chechenian home invasions ends in a preventable death due to lack of ammo. There's got to be a better way.
There's got to be.
Introducing the Magic Dish Buddy. It's a plastic template shaped like the head of your favorite medieval pole arm. Instead of spending hours washing your dishes, just snap the Magic Dish Buddy onto your dirty plates and bowls and smash them on a countertop, causing everything around the template to fall away like magic. Now you've got yourself the razor-sharp ceramic head of a deadly classical weapon. Choose from spear, pike, halberd, glaive, glaive guisarme, spontoon, naginata, and more. Call now and receive a template for one of those sharp knife things that spins around on the end of a chain. Within a week, you'll have enough medieval weaponry to mount on every single wall in your house, so you'll always be prepared no matter where you are. And best of all, Magic Dish Buddy solves two problems at once. Because your new pole arms never run out of ammo, you'll save hours of time that you used to spend on doing dishes and going on ammo runs. Imagine what you could do with all this free time. Take a shit on your neighbor's lawn. Visit your father on his deathbed. Finally clean out the garage. Or dig some shallow graves for Chechenian rebels. Because, thanks to the Magic Dish Buddy, you'll fill up those graves in no time. Magic Dish Buddy, you'll fill up those graves in no time.
The problem is, I'm not plagued by Chechen rebels.
Really? What, the South Ossetian rebels or...
Afghani dissenters.
Afghanis, okay.
I agree with Corey. Sounds a little too European.
They're right on the border,
taste.
Matt.
Although you almost had me back with that. That's a real catchy jingle. I'm going to be singing that. It's going to be stuck in my head the rest of the day.
Fill up those graves in no time.
Completely unrelated to your pitch, but what you can see is happening here is the strategy in the boardroom. Ben's thinking, what's Matt doing? So now I'm like, okay. Ben's thinking I'm going to zag. I am going to pass on this. Huh? I'm going to pass, Ben. You didn't expect that.
Nope.
Now what are you going to do? You're fucked.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I look, in the event of a home invasion, I have a Panther. And I feel pretty good about that. And I feel like, for the most part, your pole arms, that's a lot of faddle on there. Except, what's that? Let me shake it. There's a nut stuck to the bottom corner of the box if I can get my finger in there. Could you smash it in the shape of a bec de corbin? Could I have a crow's beak
on there?
There's
so many options.
Ooh.
So many options.
That would have been... that's a tasty pole arm.
with all this weaponry, you know, Ben's just kicking himself for having taken the last one.
Missed the medieval weaponry.
I have several, but I don't have a Becht de Corbon in my collection.
What I love is I can see behind him the little dotted outline on his like shelf of
where it's supposed to go.
Pole arms.
Yeah,
it would fit perfectly there.
There's a spot for a spontoon, and it's just waiting.
I got me a spontoon out on Indian Lake.
Yep.
Well,
see, here's how it's working. Ben's here thinking, Matt's thinking what Ben's thinking, and I'm not thinking. So, moving on.
Well, Corey, I'll have to explain this to you, but like in a watching NFL football game, let's say at home on TV, they're putting a lot of coloration and lines on the field now for the viewer, you know, virtually, and it'll be like, if they get past this line, the kicker is 100% guaranteed to make it. So they need a couple more yards, and they think the kicker can do it. So we're basically in the broadcast. We're getting to that line where Corey, we think Corey can pitch now. He's ready to invest.
There's an extra dark green line that says pitch choosing range.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
We're coming up to the last two.
Once they get in there.
Oh, the last two. Otherwise known as the women's tees. Huh? Corey's gonna start from here, huh?
I've been looking at that little Star Wars grid thing during the trench run. Oh, getting closer, just counting down. Yep. 4, 3, 2, and then it starts flashing.
Darth Vader does the twist the toothpaste cap and then lurches forward somehow.
Seems
I have you now.
Must have been designed for some other species or something. I don't know. Anyway.
Has this ever happened to you? Honey, it's your turn to make dinner tonight. Oh no! Making dinner is such a hassle. All those pots. All those pans. All those pots. You'd rather be masturbating to Korean pornography quietly enough so the kids hopefully don't hear. There's got to be a better way. Introducing Sous Chef Goodworth's All-American Low and Slow Crock-O-Matic. Simply go into your kitchen, grab some random ingredients, and toss them into the Low and Slow Crock-O-Matic. Your spouse will believe that dinner is being cooked, which it technically is. When they ask you how long it'll be, always answer, another hour or so. Gotta keep it low and slow. Eventually, they'll lose their patience and either make a meal themselves or just order pizza. You win either way. Thanks, Sous Chef Goodworth. The All-American Low and Slow Crock-O-Matic comes with 5 different settings. Low, extra low, maximum low, off. And extreme low. How to troubleshoot your Crock-O-Matic. Is your food starting to actually cook? Lower. Is your spouse trying to hurry things along? Slower. Any issue at all can be solved with increasing lowness and more powerful slowness. Sous Chef Goodworth's All-American Low and Slow Crock-O-Matic can be yours for only 4 easy payments of $19.95. We do not accept cash, check, or credit, only money orders. Just remember what Sous Chef Goodworth always says. This ought to trick that simple bitch.
You could have broken my streak, Grant, had this popped up any earlier. Had Sous Chef Goodworth come in 1 through 4, I would have just said, I'm sorry to break the premise of your ever-running joke of me picking last two gimmicks, because this one is clearly rad. This one, I bet there's a light that flashes, and that's worth so many payments of $19.95 just to get someone else to order pizza. Mm-hmm. I turned the flashing button on. Low and slow. Well, all right, if you don't like ribs. Okay.
Of course, they got to know that it's on. There's a light that says on. I mean, you put it on any of those 5 settings.
It's about deeper communication with your spouse. I say I'm making ribs, put it on low and slow, and wait for you to order ribs. You got them on the brain
now.
That's
a hint of what to get when you finally lose your patience.
Moose-boosh.
It's midnight.
Yeah. Hey,
another hour or so. Got to keep it low and slow.
I know you've got a thing about this, but I'd like to put both of mine into this one.
You know what? For one time only, I'm going to let you do that. But it comes with the cost of 1 extra coupon, and also the 2 that you spent will be worth half.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Just so long as I bought 2 of this one, and I'm just getting the next one for free.
Oh, you get the investment coupon for free, but it still must be spent.
See, Grant? You give a little, you get a little.
Oh boy, I feel like I was really taken for a ride on that one, but...
tell me what I won.
It just felt so good. So yeah. Corey's investing.
We know, I mean, I think we all know that the next one's going to be MasterChef Goodworth's outlandish,
awesome
even
worth.
Slower and lower cooker, but... So I'm just debating, you know, where my winning strategy here, which of these last two is going to put me on that top spot on that podium, that sweet, sweet podium. But I love the marketing potential here with a crossover with the Beastie Boys, Slow and Low. That's the theme song for this crockpot cooker. And I'm in. I'm doubling down on this one, Grant. My last three chips on this one, and then I'm not even going to bet on the last one.
Well, you could, because you can't.
Well, I'm using all three on this.
You only have two, and you've already used one.
Wait, when did you say that? Did he even try to explain the rules to us?
I did not. I did not this time, nor have I ever. So I don't blame you for not understanding the rules.
Fine, I'll put my last two on this one.
Lack of understanding of the rules does not exempt you from them. They are rigid and unflinching. Except the fact that the thing that I just did with Corey, where we just made a deal, but whatever.
Oh, they're Corey rigid gets and unflinching. A deal.
No, I do not wish to invest in Professor Fillersworth's all faddle fodder. You may keep your filler, your faddle, mm-hmm. and your fodder.
Mm-hmm.
Keep moving on.
So you're not interested in sous chef Goodworth's all-American. Low and slow crock-o-matic. Well, Ben, could you tell me, has this ever happened to you?
Honey, it's your turn to make dinner, and I'm feeling unusually patient tonight.
Oh, no! How are you going to use your low and slow crock-o-matic to disappoint your spouse if they're willing to wait you out? And don't they realize that all the best live Korean cam shows happen during these precious afternoon hours? There's a time zone difference. There's got to be a better way.
There's got to.
Introducing Assistant Sous Chef Lesserworth's All-State Hot and Hurried Meal Ruiner. When pretending to cook just won't cut it, try the Hot and Hurried Meal Ruiner. It actually ruins meals. Any meals, guaranteed. Here's how it works. Just place any ingredients into the Hot and Hurried Meal Ruiner and put it on any setting. It will then emit the pleasant scent of food being cooked. Choose from four different scents: hearty beef, zesty chicken, tangy human, or fresh-caught salmon. Then, using its wild and irregular pattern of heat application, the Hot and Hurried Meal Ruiner will absolutely destroy whatever it was you put in there. Your meal will be ruined. No matter how patient they are, your spouse will have no choice but to figure out what to eat themselves. At least in theory. In practice, it will be obvious what happened. While you're calling friends looking for a place to crash for the night, you can try and figure out who's to blame. Was it the marketeers who decided that the unit actually be branded with the words Meal Ruiner? Or was it Assistant Sous Chef Lesserworth who demanded that the other side of the unit say, Just order pizza, you simple bitch? We're thinking this one's probably on Mr. Lesserworth. If you still want it for some reason, Assistant Sous Chef Lesserworth's All-State Hot and Hurried Meal Ruiner can be yours for only five difficult, bewildering payments of $19.96. We do not accept cash, check, credit, or money order. But if you have any Bazooka Joe comics, Mardi Gras beads, or Burger King wrappers, we do not accept those either because they are not recognized currency. Just remember what Assistant Sous Chef Lesserworth always says. I'm incapable of even the simplest of tasks, so you do it.
I gotta say, this is one of those things where it's like, you know what? I bought the frosting and now I gotta make a cake. You know, it's not quite as exciting as the previous one, but I do feel backed into a corner and being forced to take this one. So,
yeah. Interesting.
There's something about not having a choice that I want to make it seem like it was my brilliant move the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to say that this is me cornering the market.
Perhaps. Well, I mean, what if Ben and Matt and Vet? Oh, they can't. You
all
have
for me.
You have cornered the market. Now, whether it's a good corner or a bad corner, who knows? But you have cornered it.
I've got some hold on the market.
Mm-hmm. You have a hold on something.
Strangle? Tenuous? We'll see.
I used my last three on the last one, so yeah, I
all three of them.
As you know, I can't invest in this one, although I'm starting to worry that I may have picked the wrong horse in the last two here, because who wants to wait? Who has the patience, right? I mean, quicker is better. Let's
You're
just
guaranteed
see,
to ruin the meal.
I'm just going to have to wait and see how the points shake out. But I'm kind of like, I was on that second step of the podium, climbing up, about to like just peek mm-hmm. up there. But I've got a foot on each, and I'm not quite sure if I'm ready to go all the way up. So to wait to see where the score says.
Well, Ben, what do you think about an objectively worse product?
I think Corey's sad bid on this one. You hear like a ding and that coin cash noise and a semi-disinterested lady saying, "Thanks, Corey." That's a Cam joke. But anyway, I'm glad that I didn't waste my money on this battle.
Okay. Makes sense.
Now
that one took me a while.
Makes sense.
It was worth it. Plus, she's got beautiful Korean feet.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Surprised for her feet.
Unlike my fictional spouse in this scenario.
Mm-hmm. Well, gentlemen, the Ronco Pitch-O-Matic has spoken. It has created six pitches. One of them totally inexplicable, considering how it was objectively worse than the other one that it just made. It's almost like it was out of ideas or something.
God damn it, that's going to be the most points, isn't it?
You know, there's a reason that Grandpa used to always say, never count a man with six, count him six pitches.
Well, I can tell you this much. The Health Helper Sugar Magnet earned you a spanking $8,000.
Yes.
Quite.
Bankaroonie.
Looks like a savvy investment. Going up to the top spot here.
Well, Ben is tied with you currently. I don't know if you remember. He's currently tied with you.
He also,
that's right where you want him.
He also didn't, you know, he took that stupid Panther one. That's not going to be worth anything. So I feel pretty good about that.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I was the first one to invest in that one. Do I get more than $8,000 since I was the first one to do it?
You do not, unfortunately. You get 8,000 simoleons, but they are exactly equal in value
I
to a dollar.
Led Matt right to it. Damn it.
Mm-hmm. This is what makes Matt so historically savvy.
That's Ben's the Indiana Jones. I am the Nazi to Ben's Indiana Jones.
I just didn't see the end of that.
Follow
movie,
him every step of the way. Yeah, I didn't stick around. I was just, they I just was take like, sweet, the stuff. They got the treasure, and then I turned it off.
And they got away. I turned it off. I was like, what the hell? The Nazis win.
All right, nerds who are listen up. This is the episode where Matt says he is a Nazi. You might need it someday. Put a bookmark here.
Grant, about editing this, maybe this is you've keep been it doing it for a long time. Maybe it's my turn. Maybe it's my turn to edit this one.
No, I'm gonna continue my policy of keeping it all in, especially anything incriminating.
Speaking of keeping it all in,
yep.
Number two.
Now you skipped out on the liquid snacks that would have earned you a spanking $4,000. I guess people weren't super interested in almost poisoning themselves so badly that they shut their literal brains out.
Yeah, the arsenic part threw me there.
Yeah, I mean, look, it gets the job done. That's why they picked something that gets the job done. Do you want the job to be done or that's not, true. Ben? So.
I guess I want it done.
You also skipped out on the magic dish buddy, which would have earned you a spanking $6,500.
Ooh.
I wonder if that would have been a better decision than the Panther. I wonder.
Seems like you were trying to lead me away from it. Lead me toward number four.
I wasn't
Let's
trying to
lead
you to
listened.
Anything. I was trying to lead you toward not being led. It felt like you felt I was leading you, and I'm like, no, I'm not leading you. But then you're like, no, I'll be led.
See, this is where he was thinking, and I didn't have this problem because I was not thinking.
And we will see where not thinking gets you. The hot and hurried meal ruiner. Loses you $11,300, the cost of the average divorce. And so, unfortunately, you are in the hole. You're starting out in the hole. Bad place to start from.
Gotta spend money to make money, though.
No, that is what they say.
This is true.
That money. Is a fact.
That is a fact, and you cannot dispute it. That is a fact.
Yeah, they say you've got to take on crippling debt to advance.
Mm-hmm. Now, you could, in theory, beat Ben. You could not, in theory, Ooh. Beat Matt, because you both took the low and slow crock-o-matic, and Matt's already ahead of you.
Right, but let's see what the number is before we know that.
Man, no.
That's, I don't like to think in theories. That's in the abstract here. Let's see the raw data.
Let's just hold them up to each other and see.
Panther earned Ben a spanking $2,000. The low and slow crock-o-matic earned Matt and Corey a spanking $10,000.
Uh-huh.
Making Matt the champion.
Matt has champion. Oh, well,
once again, he has returned to his rightful place as the savviest of the three. Quite savvy, extraordinarily savvy, embarrassingly savvy brothers. But the savviest, once again, is Matt.
That was a weight off my shoulders for a second there. I thought I'd have to have the responsibility of being first.
It almost got you out of the hole, Corey, though.
nearly. And that's what I like about my situation. I'm only down a bit after this.
Look, you can send me the check for $1,300, check, money order, whatever. I'll take it. You know, just
we'll have to work out a payment system.
You're in that chat room, Corey, and you're typing these investment ideas or your money problems to Professor Footworth, and she's like, "Put comments only with a tip." You got to spend money to make money, Corey. Yeah, maybe she'll help you out of that hole.
That's true. She could.
Well, Corey, I don't know if you get vertigo, but. It's a little scary up here on the top of the podium.
So
maybe
this is
that's
one
not
of those,
a view for everyone. It's not for everyone. It's just for some. And by some,
this is one of those first, second, third podiums, but it's the kind where the third place isn't even an actual podium. You're just standing there next to the first box, you know? So you're just,
right. It's just assumed by the numbering system, we guess.
The second is
maybe,
like a shoebox.
Maybe you'll reach those heights one day.
One is like, I don't know if you guys have been on the observation deck of the Empire State Building, but it's an equivalent.
Impossible to get all three in the same shot.
I have. I felt like I just won a competition.
Well, you didn't, because I did. Aren't we really all winners today, little Captain Travis? Mm-hmm. I think so. You know, we want to hear from you. Fiddle or faddle? Let us know. Ooh. Email us at freelegaladvicepodcast@gmail.com.
It's the debate that's lighting the internet ablaze these days.
Well, listeners, this episode's brother of the week is Grant. Head on over to Instagram, and you can find out what he always says. Look at all the shiny that came from my hiney. Yeah, you can follow us there. We are at Free Legal Advice Podcast.
They can probably guess why I say that at this point, I think.
And like Grant always says, head on over to Threads. No one is there. No one is watching this week. It's
can do anything.
All of the choicest Korean porn. We're just going to be showing choice Korean porn. No one's even going to know. We're on Threads inside Free Legal Advice Podcast.
Yeah, and has this ever happened to you? You liked a show? Well, there's got to be a better way. There's got to be a better way to
really
get Korean foot porn.
There really should be. Classic.
A classic bit.
Episode 221.
SeaWorld is real bad. So, okay, I knew this, and people have said, like, hey, SeaWorld is no good, absolutely no good. And it's not that I had even an interest in going when that Blackwater documentary
That's
came out.
That's what it is,
yep. Yeah. So today I was like, well, to prepare for the podcast, I just know, like, don't fuck with them. They're like the Tiger King. There's a bunch of abuse and stuff, but don't. But I'm like, to prepare for the podcast, I better do some research. So it's like, all right, let's figure out why they're bad. It's stuff that you might think, like, okay, they capture animals that are not really meant to be in captivity. Come on. Yeah. If you just put a dog in a dog-sized coffin and then, like, put little pieces of food in one end and have a poop hole in the other, it's probably not too cool. All right, so...
Good boy, Shamu.
I'm training a puppy right now, Ben. I'm taking notes on this. That's about where I'm at with
dog-sized coffin.
They would put incompatible...
Is that one hole or two?
I'll just do one. I'm not paying for two.
Oh, we put both holes on the same end. That's a problem. Well, you just shake it. You put the food in, and then every now and a few days, you got to shake it to make the non-food come out.
Okay, so, SeaWorld.
So they would put incompatible tank mates together, and they'd get real stressed, and sometimes they'd, like, fight to the death.
Audiences love that.
Audiences love that.
It's like since ancient fucking Rome, man.
Gladiatorial combat.
So to combat that, they would drug them. They would drill out their teeth. So, you know, chewing on the bars, they might get infected. So they would drill them out, and often without anesthesia and these other kinds of things. And I'm like, yeah, yeah, that's pretty much what I expected. And there's more stuff along those lines. And then employees masturbated orcas, and they still masturbate dolphins to collect and sell sperm and to artificially inseminate. And there was a gif of a guy jacking off a killer whale, brother. And it was like, yep, all right, nope, 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 nope.
Are you telling me the orca sperm I buy is illegally harvested?
I don't know what to vomit.
Literally vomit. Jesus Christ, I am sick to my stomach at the idea that the whale sperm I've been buying was collected in a manner that was not humane.
I don't know.
The taste in my mouth.
That's why it's important to vet your dealers. Yeah.
Where was this sourced?
Is this single origin whale cum?
Is it shade grown?
Yeah.
The company I got it from is called Your Whale Cum.
Yeah. Hi. Yeah. I just didn't expect to find that. I mean, putting them in a cage and they dying and stuff and killing people and killing themselves. Yeah, yeah, I got it. And jacking them off. Wait, what now? Oh, and they still do the dolphins, though. They still do jack off the dolphins, too.
It's a living.
Someone has them and they're
both
like,
of them are saying
dude,
that.
You know what? I was at the zoo the other day. The zoo? What are you doing over there? Yeah, yeah, I know. But you know what? They told me how much they pay for whale cum, and I thought we got all these whales. Say no more. Let's go jerk them off.
Yeah. I mean, I was thinking, too, like, what's the market there? And I was like, I don't want to ask too many questions.
I'd heard of a thing called a sperm whale. Isn't that what this is? I didn't do any research. I thought that's what this was.
Yeah.
Turn internet over.